Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I have, everything I am, in this moment, Father, I declare that it's all about you. to see your face. Of the real worshipers, Father, hear the voices of your true worshipers. To love on you. One more time. Nothing but voices say, I just want to please.
Redeeming friends, I am. God that delivers me, the God that takes care of me. Oh, Lua, by me, that's who you are. By me, cause in a be.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in right now.
To the Angels of Melody. International Live right here on Worship Center Radio. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for how he's just moving by his spirit all over the world. I'm telling you, we just want to give a shout out to all of you that are listening in right now all over the world. We just want to say God bless to all of you here in Detroit, Michigan, those of you that are in Africa, those that are in Brazil, Mexico, Italy, the UK, over in the Caribbean, Jamaica, wherever you at in all the cities and the states, whether you in Chicago, Texas, Tennessee, wherever you at, listening in all around the world, we just want to say God bless you. Right now, I'm telling you, also, we want to give a shout-out to everybody on Tell Us Your Testimony. I think that's the name of the page. I'm telling you, yeah, Tell Us Your Testimony is an awesome group page that I was introduced to, and I'm telling you, I've been going on daily reading testimonies and everything, and I'm telling you, it's just powerful, 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 powerful. And I'm just excited what God is doing in the lives of his people on today. We want to give a shout out right now to Prophetess Rhoda Bird, also to Prophet Blaine and our brother Juan Johnson. We just thank God for them. We thank God for all of you all, like I said, that is listening all over the world. And I thank God for my sister Michelle. A lot of you remember her from the revival, and it don't stop. It's still here. We just thank God. I thank God because we're going to be going back into full-time on radio starting next week and the week after next. Next week we'll be starting off with 3 days, but the week after that we're going to be doing 5 days a week. I've connected with a few people off of the page called Tell Us Your Testimony, and they were excited about coming on radio. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, the enemy thought that he was going to put a stop to this ministry, you know what I'm saying, where we wasn't going to come on. But how many know that God is real and he is over everything? And so there's nothing that the enemy can do. You know what I'm saying? When God has a plan, when he has called something forth, he has called something forth. And there's nothing that he can do to stop anything. So we just thank the Lord. So we're going to be connecting with those people sometime this week, and we will have a date set where you will hear them sharing testimonies and all over the world, and I'm just excited about it. I'm just really excited about what's going on, and we just give God glory for everything that he is doing. Before I go further into the program, I just wanted to share a quick testimony about how I've just been really going through. When I say going through, I'm talking about going through in finances, going through in my body, and the enemy, you know, wanted me to give up and all of that, you know, but I yet kept saying, no matter what's going on in my life, I will not curse God. I will not turn my back on God. I will keep praising him. And I'm telling you, you know, it was kind of rocky. You know, we all go through a time where you know, we may wave a little bit and we say we believe, but yet we still worry and worry and worry. And, you know, and I had to ask God to help me with that, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like what I went through, I just never went through before. So it was just like a rocky road for me. But I'm just here to let somebody know that God is able. And he will do it. And, you know, the enemy wants us to give up. In these last days, he is planting things in the minds of the people of God, having them believe that they cannot make it. You know what I'm saying? That you got to do illegal things to get money. You got to go back to who you used to be. You know what I'm saying? That you got to you give up because God is not real, and you know you've been promised this and that, but where he's at now. These are the things that the enemy plays in the minds, you know. And a lot of people have committed suicide. I'm talking about spiritually, just gave up, and they're like a walking corpse right now, just walking around dead. You know what I'm saying? Dead. And but we serve a mighty God, and I'm just here to say that God is moving. You know, he is moving by his spirit, and I'm just excited about what he is doing. I'm excited because doors are opening right now. I'm seeing the hand of God like never before, and I'm just excited, and I just want to speak to all of you out there that are going through things that seems impossible. I'm telling you, to me, I was going by what I saw. Really, I should have been, you know, I mean, even though I knew that it was going to be a way out, but like I said, you know how sometimes things can just be all up, you know, on the plate, and you just get nervous and you get scared, you know what I'm saying? And you, it's just like you don't know what to do. And, that's what I felt, just nervous and scared. And, Lord, how is this going to happen? And how is that going to happen? And I know he probably got tired of me, you know, and I was not really eating right and just worrying and carrying on. And, you know, God is not pleased when we do all this worrying. And then it makes us sick. You know, you start having problems in your body and, you know, headaches is coming because you just, you know what I'm saying, you just out the gates with all that worrying and going and carrying on. But, you know, we just thank God that he is our source. You know what I'm saying? He is our source, and we are his children, and he will take care of us. That's just like a parent. You take care of your child, and that's how we are with him. Whatever we need, he got it. So I just want to encourage somebody today to let you know, don't give up. Don't allow the enemy to keep speaking to you. And even now, like I said, I'm seeing the hand of God, but it's still other issues that are still going on that I've been still like, okay, God, you doing this and doing that. Now I need you to work in this area and go in that area. But I'm not going to go through unbelief. I'm not going to go back to all that having fear and, you know, worrying about. I can't do it. If God is doing what he's doing now, he can do everything else for line up. I'm telling you, and I thank him for the miracles, and I have to even reflect on the music that he has given me, you know, to know that we got to go back to the word. We have to go back to the promises. We got to go back to that. That's where our strength is in the word of God, and our strength is in prayer. I'm telling you, and I'm just, like I said, I'm just excited about what God is doing and how he yet is moving by his spirit. And so y'all going to be hearing us on, you know what I'm saying, with people around the world of all nationalities, giving glory to God, sharing testimony about what God is doing. Many people are being set free from homosexuality. A lot of people is being free from mind control and witchcraft, you know, all kind of stuff, sickness and mental and physical abuse. So many people are going through. When I was reading those testimonies, I said, my God, people are going through. I thought I had something I was going on. But I'm telling you, people is going through, but they coming out. And I thank God for the testimonies, how God have saved and set different ones, a lot of people free from gangs in the streets. Y'all going to be hearing it. And so we're going to start promoting it before this week is over with. We're going to start promoting. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited about our guests that's going to be coming on each week. And the men and women of God that's going to be a part of this, I'm just so excited. And so right now we're going to go to some music. You know what I'm saying? Right now we're going to go to some music, and we just going to get it in. I'm telling you, we're going to get it in. And so we're going to be right back. I want to play this group. It's a song called My Place, and it's an awesome song with the Transparent, the band. And I love it. I'm going to be doing the red carpet in Saginaw this Saturday. They're having a live DVD recording downtown Saginaw, I'm telling you. And I'm just excited to be a part of that. So y'all will be able to hear us live on Saturday night doing the red carpet. Doing interviews and stuff, and it's just going to be awesome. And so right now, I just want to play one of their songs, and we're going to be right back. This is called My Place, and we'll be back. Y'all feel free if you're listening in. You want to call in, call in. If you want to talk or you want to pray, call on in.
Time has changed. I'm down on my knees.
right, y'all. I'm telling you, we're back. We're back once again. You are tuning in to the Angels of Melody International right here live on Worship Center Radio. And I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. Like I said before we even started with the music and everything, that if y'all are listening in and you want to receive prayer, you can call in at 917-889-7095, and we will pray for you. Also, if you want to reshare the links that you see posted, you can reshare once we off. We got 32 minutes, and you can still share the links and everything. I'm telling you, it's just awesome. It's awesome. You can just, like I said, share the links and everybody be able to listen in that has missed the show. But we just thank God. Like I said, God is doing awesome things right here on Worship Center Radio, also on Blog Talk Radio as well. We are heard live. And I'm just so excited, and we just thank God for Worship Center Radio, because Worship Center Radio is the bomb, and it rocks, I'm telling you, and people are being blessed by all the ministries that are on Worship Center Radio, and I just thank God to be a part of it. They're my family, and I thank God for them. They're doing great things for the kingdom, I'm telling you, and it's just awesome to be a part, and it's just awesome knowing the promise of God over our life will happen. You know what I'm saying? We cannot let go. And even though, like I said, I felt beaten up by the tragedy and stuff that was going on this week, you know what I'm saying? I still let that enemy know that I will not give up. You know what I'm saying? I will not turn my back on God. And I done had faced some things that the enemy would have loved me to partake in, and I said no. And that enemy was mad. Do y'all hear me? But God came right on in and showed his hand mighty in my life. And the same thing he's doing for me, he's doing for y'all right now. Those of you that are going through right now, you're going through. Maybe you have made mistakes. Maybe things are going on in your life. You know, I saw a couple of postings the other day saying that they made mistakes and they felt like they was unworthy. No, all you have to do is ask God to forgive you and not do it again. You know what I'm saying? Ask God to forgive you. When you ask God to forgive you and you mean it from the bottom of your heart, he will forgive you. Do you understand? He will forgive you, and he will make it sweet for you. I'm telling you, and he will help you through whatever, and I just thank him. And so we're going to go to a song and saying that. It's called Restore Me Again by Dietrich Hatton, a great new single that is rocking the charts right now, and we're going to be right back.
I've been ungrateful. I've been unthankful. You still find mercy for me. Oh, Lord, I've been unfaithful. I've strayed away, but you never stopped believing in me. Oh, Lord, I have fallen short of your glory, but I refuse to let that be the of my story. And you said, if we confess, you forgive our sins. I'm asking you, Lord, to restore me again. Only you can do it, Lord. Restore me.
Y'all, that was Dietrich Hatton, Restore Me Again. And that's what God is doing right now. He is restoring. He is healing. I'm telling you, many need joy right now in their hearts. Many people are just depressed. I'm telling you, I was one of them now. Ain't no shame in my game to tell off on myself, because I was. I was a mess. You know what I'm saying? Just walling in depression and stuff, and I just had to get myself together. Like, hold on, what am I doing? You better than that. You are a child of the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? And He holds all power in His hand. The earth belongs to Him and everything in it. You know what I'm saying? He is our bank. You know, He is our transportation. Whatever we need, He got it. And I just thank the Lord. I'm telling you, the devil is in trouble. Do y'all hear me? He is in trouble. There is a mafia hit out on the enemy. I'm telling you, and it's just something we all got to fight back. We all got to put him in his place. I'm telling you, we cannot continue, y'all, to go in this circle of disbelief and discouragement. I'm not only saying this to y'all listening in all the world, but this is a thumb and fingers coming right back to me. And I'm a believer. I believe God. I never said that I didn't believe him. But sometimes we go through situations and it's like we forget who we are serving. You know what I'm saying? We serve a big God. You know what I'm saying? And he is able. We are here today because of mercy and grace. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we have done in the past that was not pleasing to God. Do you know if he was like, man, we will be dead right now? You know what I'm saying? But his mercy and his grace, you know what I'm saying? Things that his thoughts, he said, is not our thoughts. His ways is not our ways. You know, sometimes people can do stuff to us and we ready to put them under the bus. But he's not like that. You know what I'm saying? He knows our heart and he knows our mind. He knows what's going to happen. You know, my Aunt Margaret always say, and she said even now, that it's already been written. Our storyline is already been done. God knows what's happening. He knew what was going to happen. He knows what's going to happen before we do it. He knows what's going to happen to us tonight. He knows what's going to happen to us next year, the end of this year. He already knows. It's almost like we're acting this out. It's like a movie. We are just going through the role, but he already know. And I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but it's an awesome thing to serve God. And I just want to say to all the people on that testimony page to be encouraged. Many of you have shared testimonies and stuff about what God has brought you out of and what he has done. And I'm telling you, we are praising God with you, and we know God will continue to keep you because you are overcomers by your testimony. And it's helping many people around the world to overcome. And I just thank God for this platform that he has given, that many of you all around the world will be heard on these stations here on Worship Center Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. You will be heard live, giving God glory for what he has done in your life, and many people around the world will hear and know that there is a God and that their life too can change. I'm telling you, I just thank the Lord for what he is doing. We're going to pray before we get off of this air. Right now, we're going to go to a great song by Jermaine Gordon called You Are God, and we will be back.
everything within me. I declare your glory.
Awesome song. We just thank God for his many blessings. I'm telling you, before we go off the air, like I said, we will have a word of prayer. And also, we're going to go off with an awesome song. And before that, but before all of that, we're going to hear from Sister, our Sister Michelle, you know, just going to give you just a quick word of encouragement. And then after that, we're going to let God, you know, have his way in the prayer. And everybody know me, I pray according to how he gives me to pray. And so I just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings and what he is doing. And we're going to go to another song, worship medley, right now. And then right after the worship song, we're going to go to one more song after that. And then we're going to go into prayer. I mean, before we go into prayer, we're going to have our sister have just a couple of words. And then we're going to go into prayer and end it off with a song for this evening. So right now we're going to our sister Sabina there in Nigeria in the worship medley. If y'all want prayer, like I said, the lines are open. We will stop the music and go to praying. 917-889-7095.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and get about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire.
With fire in his eyes, awesome love, awesome love, hallelujah.
He rules,
oh, he rules
with power and might.
With power and might,
he is the awesome God.
Awesome God, oh,
yes,
awesome God, hallelujah.
Come on, Piram, help me.
We glorify. God. We just love you.
We worship, we worship. We worship.
Join
us.
We candlelit your rainbow.
Holy.
Worship medley by Sister Sabina there in Nigeria. We're going to have our Sister Michelle. We got 6 minutes. Have a minute or something to just say a word of encouragement, and then we're going to go into our prayer and end off with a song.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am just delighted what the Lord is doing in your life. Evangelist Tanya Johnson, I thank God that you didn't give up. You didn't throw in the towel.
That's
because
right.
God have a work for you in the kingdom.
Amen.
And I'm just thanking him.
Yes,
I'm just
God.
Thanking the Lord for
thank
you.
Jesus.
God is about to open doors. No man can shut.
Amen.
I'm just thanking and I'm just encouraging people out there.
Yes.
Don't give up.
Don't
give up. God have your back no matter what you're going through.
That's right.
Give all your cares to him.
That's right. That's
give it all to him.
Right.
Matthew 11:28, God is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and all heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
That's right. That's
you
right.
have to trust and believe that.
That's right. Amen.
With all your heart.
Amen.
And I'm just thanking and praising God on this day. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. She sounded like she was about to start tuning up once she, y'all. Well, we thank God. We're going to say a prayer, and then we're going to end it off with a little of a song. We may not be able to play the whole thing, but just a little of it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, we thank you for this platform that you have given for us to be heard around the world. God, we ask now that you will look on your people around the world. Many people are going through situations. Many people don't know how they're coming out, oh God. Their back is up against the wall. Many people are going through spiritual suicide, and many are having attempts of natural suicide, oh God. And Lord, many people are sick. Many people are hurting. Many people have struggles. Whatever it is that your people stand in need of around the world, God, you see around this world, you see the hearts, you see the struggles, you see what they're going through. And we ask now, God, that you will pour out your spirit right now upon them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. We ask right now that your fire will fall right now upon every soul on tonight, oh God. Lord, renew on the night. Many people need to be have a renewing of their minds, oh God, renewing of the heart. Lord, we ask that you restore the joy that seemed to have left, oh God, your people. Many people are weary, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will restore the joy, oh God, today. That you would renew their strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That you would encourage, oh God, your people. That you will wrap your arms around them and let them know that you are there with them, oh God, and that you are able to do, oh God, oh Lord, that you are able, oh God, to bless. You are able to move by your spirit, oh God. We thank you for it right now. Lord, those that are sick in their bodies, we thank you for your divine healing, oh God, falling up on them even now, Lord, that you are breathing your breath, oh God, of healing into their nostrils, oh God, that is flowing through their bloodstreams, Lord. Whatever the illness is that they're facing, God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for testimonies coming, those that need a job. Lord, we thank you for jobs, oh God. We thank you for your divine favor, Lord. We thank you for broken homes being mended, broken hearts, oh God, being mended and healed. And Lord, we thank you that tears of sorrow, tears of sadness will be of joy. God, we thank you right now for victory. We thank you for us being victorious. We thank you for walking in the dunamis power that you have given us, oh God, over the schemes of the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will cover your people around the world tonight as they sleep. Give them sweet sleep and rest. Lord, we thank you now that you are taking off the shoulders the stress and the worry in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you are doing in Worship Center Radio. We thank you for what you're doing in Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for all of your networks, oh God, that is dedicated to you, Lord, that is lifting your name, oh God, and that you will be glorified and not man. Lord, we thank you for it, and we praise you. We give you all the honor and glory for those that are going through abuse and mental illnesses, oh God. We ask now that you will move by your spirit and that their minds will be snapped back in the right alignment that it was made to be, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to the Angels of Melody live right here on Worship Center Radio and Blog Talk Radio. We just want to say God bless you. Also, reshare those links that are being posted. We're praying for you, and just look for us. We will be back on Saturday, and next week we will be back on to watch out for the links. Always remember that don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Taking us off is Sunny Badu and Covenant Keeping God. God bless you all.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing? Before we sing, before we worship, I just want to share a testimony with you about this song. A year ago, I was singing this song, and a woman was going to be operated. It was a Sunday, so she was going to be operated. Then Monday, she had breast cancer. And as I was singing this song, I had a face towel, and I just heard God say, look at that woman and give her the towel and sing that song. And so that's all I did. So the woman took the towel and placed it on her where the cancer was. I didn't know what was going on. But as I kept on singing the song, there was a healing taking place in the woman's body. She went to the hospital the next day, and the doctor said, where have you been? There is no more cancer. It's a year now, and the woman is free of cancer. Another woman for 7 years was barren, and this same song made her conceive. He is a covenant-keeping God. Some of you, those of us who come from Africa, we would remember how we used to go into covenants with God before we do everything. In fact, some of you got here out of the covenant you went with God. But we get here and we forget the God that we went into covenant with. That is why we find ourselves in trouble, because we have forgotten the covenant that we had with God. But how many of you are ready to go back to that covenant keeping God? Sometimes it's okay to call him by his name. When you're in trouble, it's okay to say Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissi, El Gadol, Gibor Yareh, Adonai, Tshuva. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is Jehovah. Your name is Elohim. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. I want to sing it again. Your name is Jehovah. Your name is Elohim. At the mention of your name, principalities, witches, demons shall bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Somebody ever say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. There is no covenant keeping God. Covenant keeping God. There